The screen may be small, but television actors can seem larger than life. They can take on a kind of inflated reality. It's easy, if they're very good at what they do, to think an actor is his or her part. Each Tuesday this month, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg is asking actors about getting jobs and going for auditions. This week, the guest is a star of one of HBO's biggest new hits.
The show is 6 Feet Under, about a family of undertakers in Los Angeles. Hilarious, dark, brilliant. 6 Feet Under is a kind of Sopranos for the bereaved. Yes, and it's another HBO dysfunctional family. Nate Fisher, the eldest son, played by Peter Krause, gives a snapshot description of his mortician relatives.
Actually, we're pretty normal. My mom's a control freak. My brother, well, he's a control freak, too. And my sister... Well, I left home right before she was born, so I never really knew her that well. But she's kind of wild like I was.
Peter Krause's character, Nate Fisher, is a one-time ne'er-do-well recently returned to the family fold. But when it came to trying out for 6 Feet Under, Peter Krause wanted to play the younger brother.
I first auditioned for David, and I wore... you know, blue suit with a black tie and a starched white shirt and a clean shave and really neat hair, and went in there being as David as I possibly could. And I thought that I'd done a really great job.
And David is the dutiful son, the one who carries on the family business after the father, the funeral director, dies. David is gay, but very much in the closet about it. And when he leaves the closet, he's always got a proper suit, a pressed shirt, all of that.
Exactly, and I very much wanted to stand up for a character that I thought represented a disenfranchised portion of our society. As an actor, that was that really whetted my appetite to get to do something like that, because that would be that would make it an important job for an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And Nate, I think, is also a very important job because he represents the sort of mid-30s lost, you know, little boys who never grew up that sort of run rampant all over the world that we live in now. And I have to say, I can include myself in that group of that group of adult men.
You go to be David, and what, you do a reading? Do you read a scene from the show, or do you bring in something else and do it? How does it work?
No, read some scenes from 6 Feet Under with a reader. And then I went back to read for Nate, and I was really sort of worried about it because I'd cut my hair to go in for the audition for David. I'd had a clean shave, and I wanted to have some growth on my face for Nate. And you know, I said I really want to, you know, if I can wait, you know, to go into the network test, I would really like to be able to, you know, grow some facial hair and, you know, mess myself up a little bit, because I really think that's who Nate is.
Uh-huh.
And that would help visually, because sometimes I've experienced that in Hollywood, people don't have the best imagination when it comes to seeing an actor come in and audition for a part. You really have to bring as much of the character in with you as you can to be them, you know, because they want their prayers answered when you walk through the door. They don't want to have to do any work. They want to see Nate walk through the door or David walk through the door and feel like, oh, this is perfect.
Peter Krause, before 6 Feet Under, you were in various episodes of Seinfeld, Third Rock from the Sun, other TV shows, and then 1998 comes your first big part as an anchor man in ABC's Sports Night.
Do we share an office, or am I just here a lot?
You're just here a lot.
I have my own office?
Yeah.
Where?
That's my confession.
What?
This is your office. Mine's someplace else.
You're kidding.
Nope.
Where?
I don't know. I just always like this one.
All right. Well, it seemed to work out okay.
Yeah.
Next place, we should share an office again.
Yeah.
And we should have someone who pretends to be our secretary.
Yeah.
One writer called that show critically acclaimed but ratings challenged. What about auditioning for that, for Sports Night?
When I first went into audition for Sports Night, I was doing a play in Santa Monica, and I played this redneck named Monroe. So I had long hair and whiskers, and I went right from a rehearsal for the play to the casting office for Sports Night. And I went in wearing this T-shirt, long hair, stubble, read the role, never heard back from them. Thought I did a good job, but didn't look the part. So this casting director named Bonnie Zane, who I'd known for years and had cast me in many other roles, called me up and said, Peter, I think that you are perfect for this role. If you could just cut your hair, get a clean shave, come in wearing a jacket and a tie, I think that you can get this. So I said, well, I can't do that until this play is over. She asked me when the play was over. It was a week and a half later. Shaved, got a haircut, put a tie and a jacket on, went back in. And this time Aaron Sorkin wanted to read with me.
He was the writer of Sports Night. These days he writes The West Wing.
To read the material together. And we were actually having so much fun that he started laughing and lost his place on the page. And I told him that he should have been able to keep up. And we started again from the top, went all the way through. And at that point, it was really my job to lose.
Guess you didn't.
Shaving a haircut.
Well, are you telling us that acting is all about hair?
No. No, again, I think that when you go in, you need to show them that you have answered all of their prayers, mm-hmm. that you are the character, that their work is over, that, you know, convince that writer that all he has to do is write the scripts and it's just going to come out of you the way that he intends it or she intends it.
Is the goal of every actor never to have to audition again?
Yes. Yes, it definitely is. Auditioning is not fun. It's really hard. It's hard to be on both sides of the table, but it is the hardest part of the auditioning process to be the actor, because you're the one who's exposing yourself. And oddly enough, when you go into audition, the best thing that you can do is try and make everybody else in the room comfortable, because believe it or not, the producer, the director, whomever else is in the room is as uncomfortable as you are, and don't count on them to make you comfortable. Figure out a way to go in there and make everybody in the room comfortable. Do your best work. And get out of there as fast as you can.
Peter Krause plays the part of Nate Fisher on the new HBO dramedy series, 6 Feet Under. Peter Krause is 34 years old, was born and raised in Minneapolis, and has worked in theater and film. He says when 6 Feet Under is done, it will be pretty difficult for him to find something he wants to do on television again. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.